A 97-year-old silent film was recently discovered in a collection of old reels donated to the Chicago Film Archives by a Peoria man.
Honestly, it's sort of a miracle that the film survived at all. It's incredibly rare for silent films produced during that time to have survived.
That's Chicago Film Archives Collections Manager Yasmin Dasuki. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, August 17th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Peoria health officials are now handling emergency housing for those with no place to quarantine during the COVID-19 pandemic on a case-by-case basis. As Dana Vollmer reports, that comes after a partnership with the Four Points by Sheraton saw little demand.
The Heart of Illinois United Way Continuum of Care received money to put people experiencing homelessness up in a hotel if they tested positive for COVID-19, showed symptoms, or were at high risk of contracting the virus. Grant Allen with the United Way says they actually ended up returning some of that money because so few people used the service. Only 9 people isolated at the Four Points. Allen says some of them even chose not to stay.
It essentially operates like a healthcare facility. There's no visitors. There's medical staff coming in. I think some of them just prefer to be back in the shelter.
Allen attributes the low utilization to 2 things.
There were just not a ton of people who were at advanced risk, and the reduction in the number of people in the shelters.
Allen says the United Way's partnership with Four Points ended a few weeks back. The new plan is to get people housed through the Coordinated Entry Program, which puts the most vulnerable higher up on a list for housing placement.
Historically, that's people who are chronically homeless, like a year or more of homelessness in the last 3 years, and they have some sort of disabling condition.
In the meantime, he says, the Peoria City County Health Department will work with individuals to find a place to quarantine if the need arises. I'm Dina Vollmer.
Here's some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials confirmed 2,633 COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic heading into the weekend, an addition of 515 cases over the previous week. The Missouri Valley canceled the conference seasons this fall, impacting Bradley's volleyball, soccer, and cross-country teams. The Rotary Club of Peoria has sponsored a new story walk at the Public Library's Lincoln Branch. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A 1923 silent film was recently discovered in a collection donated to the Chicago Film Archives by a Peoria man. Tim Shelley recently spoke to collections manager Yasmin Dasuki about the surprise find of The First Degree and why it's an important one for film buffs.
The film was sort of, it's interesting, it was kind of hiding in the middle of this bigger collection that we had, the Cross Collection, that primarily consists of agricultural and sponsored films, and sort of been making our way through it slowly, particularly my colleague, Olivia Babler, and she was working on this film and realized that it was actually a unique print and that it's also a silent film, which is pretty rare for our kind of archive. We don't actively acquire feature commercial productions.
This collection actually originally came from Peoria, Illinois, correct?
Yes. It came from Charles E. Cross, who was actually a marketing director at Caterpillar Films at one point, and he had a lot of films in this collection that belonged to C.L. Vinard Productions, which was based out of Peoria. And a lot of these films from Vinard were either produced or distributed by that company. And Charles had a lot of them. It was donated to CFA 2006.
So what are the odds of a film like this surviving? I know a lot of films from this era were on old nitrate film, which could easily burn up or disintegrate or be destroyed. I mean, how did this movie survive 97 years?
Honestly, it's sort of a miracle that this film survived at all. It's incredibly rare for silent films produced during that time to have survived, partially because as you mentioned, nitrate film is very, let's say, kind of touchy. As soon as there's a change in temperature or something, it's kind of prone to combusting or being, you know, just set aflame. So a lot of films were lost that way. Just kind of poor archival practices that plagued the industry in the very beginning when, I mean, there are many different interpretations of this. It was kind of capacity, lack of knowledge about the film stock itself and kind of the drawbacks of each kind, but also probably a general lack of understanding that this would end up being, you know, another major art form of the 20th century. So archival practices were poor, and especially, I mean, for a Universal silent film to survive, it's deeply, deeply rare, because Universal has the poorest survival rates of all Hollywood film studios. Only 15% of their films survive, and because partially due to a practice that they had where they would destroy a lot of the silent film negatives, and that happened in 1948.
So what do we actually know about the film, I mean, itself?
It's primarily a melodrama focusing on Sam Purdy's own trials and tribulations, and it's told primarily in flashback. So it sort of has this Cain and Abel kind of retelling of a brother, of a sibling rivalry. And it's also based on a short story by George Cthulhu, who, I mean, the story was called The Summons, and it was published in the Saturday Evening Post in 1914.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
That was Tim Shelley's interview with Yasmin Dasuki of the Chicago Film Archives. To find out more about the group or the discovery of the first degree, visit WCBU.org. Before we let you go, Music Mondays with the Blank Stares is happening tonight at 5 on the Riverfront Museum's Facebook Live page, and Lego Club is happening tonight at 6 at the Peoria Art Guild. Find details at their website. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.